The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I've asked probate judge Deborah Faulkner to come back and join me again. Good morning, Judge. I appreciate you getting up early to come on the radio with me.
Hey, I've been up since 6 o'clock. Okay. I'm raring to go.
So we talked last time about, you know, listen, everybody can get involved about this, but the reality is you are probably going to need a probate judge at some point in your life or at your death. And so there was just a lot of questions because of COVID and all that happened that you're one of the few offices that actually stayed open to help people because, unfortunately, there was a lot of death and you had to get things moved through there. I asked the listeners last time if you had a question to reach out. And I do want to talk about what the judge's office does and what you've done as probate judge. But I want to also, I want to do this question. Let me get the answer. It might prompt some other things. And the other discussion I'd like today is the involuntary commitment for the mentally ill or chemically dependent. I think that's a very, wow, touchy subject, and I know it's got to be tough for everybody involved. But the question that came through, one of the few questions that we had that came through for you is, all right, we had a will. There's three of us. Two of us want to sell the house. The other one does not. What happens? All three are named in the will. They are the children of the parent who passed, and they want to sell the house, but one, I think it's a brother, does not. Do they come back and see you again?
Okay, that is a common problem.
Wow.
And I can understand why you got that question. Well, the first thing we would do is tell the personal representative, which is usually one of the three children that the parent named. The old days, it was called executor. We would advise them to get legal counsel.
Okay.
Because the selling of real estate in a family or holding it because of sentimental reasons is a big deal. But one of the things we would look at the probate court is the will itself. And does the will itself give the personal representative the authority to sell it? A lot of wills leave that out.
Mm.
And if they don't have the authority and what we call a powers clause to sell it, then the personal representative can't sell it unless they file a lawsuit in the probate court and convince the probate judge hearing the case that the property should be sold. For instance, there are a ton of bills, ton of creditor claims, and mom didn't leave enough cash to take care of her bills such that the house needs to be sold to pay the bills.
Okay.
That's one scenario. Another scenario is, let's say the will gives them the power to sell, but one child doesn't want it sold because there are no bills. Say, there's no reason to sell this house. But the other two want it sold because they don't want to own a house with their two siblings. So that, again, most likely is going to require a court proceeding.
Okay.
Unless, and this, I know it gets a little complicated here, Deb, but there is a provision in our South Carolina code where families can work things out. And in this case, the people that want to hold on to the property, the one person that wants to hold on to the property, can buy out the other two people.
Okay.
And that way they own the property all to themselves, and they can work out an agreement within our code. It's called a private family agreement, and resolve it that way.
Okay.
Because if they don't, what happens is, if there are no bills, the personal representative can just do a transfer to the property to all three, and then after that, more than likely, they will wind up in circuit court in what's called a partition action. Because they all three are not going to get along with, you know, who's going to pay the taxes? Who's going to do the roof? Who's going to live in it? Are we going to rent it? Are we going to you know, use it for an Airbnb. You know, things like that. When you have three owners of a house, there are going to be problems, most likely.
All right. Well, so then, so good legal help, and then deal with a probate judge's office. Now, my other question.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, is, and I know it's got to be tough for families, but it's the involuntary commitment of maybe a chemically dependent child and or mental health court. What is it? And how is the probate judge involved?
By state statute, we are involved. We preside over those cases in which people are found to be a danger to themselves or others because of a mental illness or chemical dependency. This has a this can be a very long and drawn out answer, Deb, because anytime you take a person involuntarily and confine them, and this is a civil commitment, this has no criminal aspect to it whatsoever, but anytime you do that, there are constitutional protections for that individual, due process protections, and there needs to be little checkpoints all along the way where that person can be released. So you've got to balance the need of that person for treatment against the public safety. So in Greenville and statewide, we use what's called a mobile crisis unit, and there's a 1-800 number, and it's listed on my website. And someone after hours, meaning after business hours, calls that number. They do a triage to determine if the person is indeed a danger. Because if the situation can be resolved short of an involuntary commitment, that's the goal. If not, then they activate a group of people to get the person help. And it starts with an on-call mental health counselor locally. And then after that, the on-call probate judge, and in my office, we have three, and who's on call that time. They will review all the documents, talk to the people, make sure that everything lines up, that it appears that the person is indeed a danger to themselves or others. And then once that happens, a detention order is issued, and law enforcement will take that individual to the emergency room for a psychiatric exam.
Hmm. Now, it also says for those who are chemically dependent, is this if a family has a child who they just cannot for some reason break away from drugs and the family is worried about their health? Is that also comes before you, correct?
Yes. Yes, it does. And a lot of times it can be a combination of both.
Okay.
The underlying mental illness that someone has tried to sort of self-medicate and becomes chemically dependent on alcohol. This is very common. And chemical dependency sort of runs the same route. They come into the emergency room the same way, and they get treated, and they can be referred over to a psychiatric facility that also treats chemically dependent. They have licenses to do both. And once that happens, once somebody is involuntarily committed, then the probate court has to make sure once they're involuntarily committed that their rights are protected all along the way. For instance, we have to look over all of the admission documents to make sure that there is probable cause to retain the individual. And then if so, we appoint them a lawyer. We appoint two designated examiners, and we set a hearing for that person to be held in 15 days.
Wow.
And then we go around to all the different facilities so that we can minimize all of the chaos that would ensue if we had people from psychiatric facilities coming to our courtroom. During COVID, we used Zoom, and we did hearings via Zoom so that the process kept rolling forward without endangering folks at during COVID.
All right. Judge Faulkner, let me put you on hold a second. I've got to take a break. Stay with me because I do want to continue this conversation. I have Probate Judge Deborah Faulkner from Greenville County on the line. Hey, Deborah, another question has come through. What if you have a family member who is addicted to drugs and is causing harm to themselves but not to others? Do they bring that to the probate court?
Absolutely. The law is a danger to themselves or to others. And if it's a crisis or critical situation where they're actively harming themselves or others, then they begin the process by going to the local Greenville Mental Health Center, in which they will go in and explain the situation. The Greenville Mental Health Center does an assessment. And then when they decide, after looking at the critical facts, they will contact us. This is during business hours. And as I said before, after business hours, they will go through the mobile crisis unit. And when they do a triage, it will come then to us and we do a detention order. But yes, that does qualify. If it does not rise to that level, there's also something called a judicial commitment, which the person is not taken into the ER at that moment. They are allowed to stay home, but they do have to go into the mental health center for a psychiatric exam. And if they don't show up, we do a detention order. And that is when they are in a crisis, but it is not an imminent threat of any type. But if something is not done, the crisis situation is probably going to happen. But all of that can be explained to this person who's calling you at the local mental health center, or they can call us at the probate court or go to our website. We have information there regarding this as well, and we'll be glad to help them.
I'm curious, are you seeing younger and younger people?
Yes. In the last couple years, we have had more children, and I think it's because of everything else. World, COVID, being isolated, being dealing with family members who have died, parents, grandparents, the whole, it just sort of took our foundation from under us when all this happened. And the children have had to deal with a lot of depression. Mm. And we also preside over cases of children who become a threat to themselves or others. And the depression has been very, and I have a quarterly meeting with all the mental health professionals that deal with our commitment. We've had several presentations about the effects of COVID on our children.
Okay. Hey, Judge Faulkner, you're breaking in and out with us. I only have another couple of minutes with you, so let me just ask this final question, because I get it all the time. Why do I need a will? I don't have anything. Nothing's going to happen. My kids aren't going to get a house with a mortgage. Why do I need a will?
Why do I need a will? Okay. Am I breaking up now, or is this good?
It's a little bit better. You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, great. You need a will. A will is basically a map that tells your loved ones what you want done with your assets. If you don't have that, the law in South Carolina dictates what happens. And that's not always what you would want to have happened. You may have a child that you preferred or you gave more money to during your life, and you meant for your other child to get most of your assets. Well, that's not going to happen because the law is going to divide it equally. We have digital assets now. If you don't have a will, you're going to have to deal with Facebook and Instagram and all of that for your deceased person's photographs and all of that type of thing. We have a digital assets provision in our probate code where you appoint someone to deal with that so that you can handle that kind of situation.
All right. So we're going to have to go out with that. I appreciate your time. Judge Deborah Faulkner, probate judge, Greenville County, join me.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.